Good morning. It's a Thursday morning. That means Jim Kevlin, editor and publisher of Hometown Oneonta, the Freeman's Journal, and allotsego.com, joins us. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, David.
Well, obviously, we are looking at the coronavirus, and let's get an update this morning from your region.
David, a heartening thing happened on Monday. The Otsego County Health Department issued its daily report, and it turns out that 61 of the 62 coronavirus cases identified in the county had been resolved. We've had 4 deaths, and all of the other patients had been treated and recovered. Now, of course, we know that doesn't mean there aren't people locally who are asymptomatic or who haven't been diagnosed yet. Some people are still in quarantine, and people are coming in from outside the county. By the next time we talk, things may have turned around. Still, county folks have been punctilious, so it was a morale booster to think the shutdown, sheltering at home, social distancing, masks, and hand sanitizers are paying off. Now, as has been happening around New York State, our county treasurer, Alan Ruffles, is expecting a new round of cuts in state funding and reimbursements, perhaps 20%, perhaps today, and a 20% drop in sales tax and bed tax revenues. Because of the Hall of Fame and baseball tourism, the sales tax it generates, Otsego County property taxes are the lowest in the state. Yesterday, in the middle of the county board's monthly meeting, via Zoom, Alan's phone dinged. It was the State Association of Counties' latest data, raising that projection from 20% to 50%. For Otsego, that would mean $22 million in cuts. The county tax levy is only $10 million, so that's bad news. The board is meeting again in 2 weeks to begin identifying layoffs in earnest. At the meeting, the board was considering a resolution encouraging the governor to press ahead in ending the pause. County Rep. Peter Oberacker, the Republican candidate for Jim Seward's state Senate seat, had another idea. He said, "Why are we asking the governor's permission? Why can't we go to the governor and tell him, we understand it, we need to open, here's our plan to move forward. Let's put together a structured plan to reopen Otsego County." The county board stuck with the original resolution 13-1, with Oberacker the one. And last night, his Democratic opponent, Jim Barber, accused him of ignoring the science.
Jim Kevlin is the editor and publisher of Hometown Oneonta, the Freeman's Journal, and allotsego.com, where you can go to read these stories and much, much more. Jim, thanks as always, and we'll catch up with you next Thursday.
Yes, sir. Thank you, David.